Good evening. This is Noreen Sumter on Beyond Potential. Live life your way. It is Tuesday. And it is 9 o'clock. And it's my turn to play on the radio and to have fun and to share. So I just got back from an open house at the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. There must have been like a gazillion people. They've increased their capacity or members by 50% this year, which was, that it's, you know, that stresses me out because it means that there's more people for me to talk to. And there's more people for me to get to know. Hi, Ron. Hi, Kathleen. Hi, Donna. I hope you're all ready to call into the show tonight and share what you're grateful for. And so like I said, I just got back from the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce and I had to like tone it down a bit, right? Like, not meet any new people, but like get engaged with the people that I've met throughout the year. Why? Because my coach told me that I've got to chill it out a little bit. I've got to be a little bit more selective in who I meet, what I meet, and how I deal with stuff. So that's going to be hard for me because I love talking to people and I love meeting new people. But anyway, you know, I'm a coach and I like my clients to do what they're told or do something different. So I guess I'm going to do what I'm told by my coach, Miss Patty DeDominick, whom I love dearly. So tonight's show is about gratitude. And I'm hoping, well, what I'm creating is that the people that have called into the show will play with me. Yes, a gazillion will play with me and share with me what they're most grateful for this time of the year. As I went through my computer today, I Googled the one and only Oprah. And I call this my Oprah moment because it's like, you know, Oprah always talks about gratitude. And so I wanted to, she has lots and lots and lots of videos and texts and all kinds of stuff about gratitude. So I'm just taking a page out of her book, which gratitude is one of my favorite things. I have a lot to be grateful for this year. And I see that my friend Satij has just written that he's grateful for my presence and friendship. And I want you to know that I'm grateful for your presence and your friendship. You have brought a lot of pleasure to my life this year. So thank you so much for that. All right. So we have our first caller on line one. Headphones. Got to put the headphones on. Hello. Who's calling? Hello, who's calling?
Hello, it's Mitch.
It's who?
It's Mitch.
Mitch. Hey, Mitch, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. Thank you
for calling in. So, Mitch, we didn't get to talk today, but say that again.
I said thank you for inviting me to call in.
Oh, absolutely, without a doubt. I am really curious to hear, you know, what you're grateful for because you've had some losses this year. So I want to know.
Thank you, and I think it's. Go ahead.
No, I wanted to, you know, inside of loss, there can be gratitude as well, right? Don't you think?
I think completely. And I think it's really easy to have gratitude when things are going well. Mm-hmm. And it's much more important to have gratitude when things aren't going well.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that that's an important thing always to keep in mind. You're right. There's been some losses and it's been challenging. Mm-hmm. And yet, I'm really grateful for, you don't feel loss unless there's something important.
Right.
So I'm really grateful for those things that were important, those people and things that I loved and love mm-hmm. and continue to love. I'm also really grateful for experience. As a younger person, I don't know that I knew, sometimes when you have a cold, you feel like you'll always be sick.
Right.
And sometimes you're going through difficult times, you feel like you'll always have difficult times.
Mm-hmm.
But experience teaches us that that's not the case, that we get out of it.
Right.
And we can get out of it and find new ways through it. And also, loss, grieving ends, and we wind up with wonderful memories.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're lucky and we play it right, we don't have any regrets. And
right.
I think that experience teaches us that, and I'm really grateful for that. And then the second thing that I want to say I'm grateful for is that some of the worst mistakes that I've made have been the seeds of the best learning. I don't learn so much from my success.
Say that again so people can hear.
Those are really, really important things to me.
Say that again so people can really get that, so that can really sink in. You know, some of the best, some of the losses have been for you.
Thank you. The best learning comes from the worst mistakes that I've made. And I don't learn as much from my successes as I do from my failures or my mistakes.
Yes.
And I think I'm not the first person to say it's not whether you fall down or not. It's whether you get up and how you get up after you fall down. And I'm really grateful for that.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I can say that, you know, in reading your email that you sent me today, I know that on the other side of the, you know, I'm just going to say on the other side of the person that passed away, I know that they were grateful for your support, coming and seeing them, contributing to them, feeding them, comforting them, just being with them, even if it was sitting in silence. So I know that, you know, that probably really made a difference for the how they lived and how they died.
Thank you. And that means a lot to me. Thank you. I believe that too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And your sister, she's probably like really just thinks you're the cat's meow bee's knees right now.
Well, we're there for each other.
Absolutely.
That's very sweet. Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling. I really, really appreciate that.
Noreen, I really appreciate you and you make me smile. Thank you.
That's good. Well, that's my job. My job is to bring joy. To help
Thank
people
you for doing that.
And to help people to create it. I truly believe that. That's just one of my jobs on this planet.
Thank you.
Yeah. So you have a great night and we'll talk soon.
You too. Be awesome. Well.
Thank you. So who's going to be the next caller in to share with what gratitude is for them? Gratitude for me is, you know, it's like, it's just being alive. I'm just so grateful. And it's not even like I've ever faced death other than when I got knocked over by a car. I could have died, right? And then I wouldn't be here, of course. But just being grateful for like, just living in New York City and, you know, the last show they talked about red lipstick. I'm grateful that I can wear red lipstick. I know it sounds really trivial, but I'm also grateful. I've had a most wonderful year. I, you know, just learned a lot about myself, learned a lot about people, helped grow my business, got myself a fabulous coach, really been a contribution to people in and around my life and met new people. I mean, I just think that like gratitude is, it's like taking a breath, right? It's like breathing. And, you know, most people might wake up and go, what the hell is there to be grateful for? I don't know. How are you living? How are you living if you don't have gratitude? Hey, Sunshine, welcome to the show. Call in on 877-480-4120. I know that we just reconnected. I'd love to hear what gratitude is for you. Also, Carolyn Cole just joined the show. All of you, just dial the number 877-480-4120. For me, this show is an opportunity tonight for you to brag about and share about the things that are important to you, what you care about, and like, what are you most grateful for in your life? You know, I'm actually grateful, even despite what is happening in America at this time, I'm actually grateful for being here. And it's not like I'm from a third world country or anything like that. I'm from London. And I mean, I'm really grateful to be living in the United States. I love living in the United States, despite all the crap that's going on. I really love it here. I love being a black woman in this country, even though, you know, circumstances are abysmal for us. And but I still love living here because I want to be a part of that change instead of like sitting around waiting for it to change. So I'm grateful that I've got an opportunity to use my voice in a way that really creates diversity, because, you know, diversity is not just a poster in the subway with a black woman or an Asian woman or a white woman. Diversity is like literally standing up and having the backs of other women, who, you know, like I made a charge for white women to have the backs of black women. If we're really going to talk about diversity, when we need to stand up and have the backs of black women, not just talk about it. And so one of the ways that I've seen that it's possible is on panels. You know, in business, there are all these panels. And if you sit at some of these panels, they're all white ladies, right? And there are no black ladies on these panels. And there are no Asian ladies. And there are no Latino ladies on these panels. And what I say is, if the black woman doesn't rise or the woman of color doesn't rise, nobody rises. So it's really important to like step into that. And I'm grateful that I'm here and that I can see that and I can speak that. And like, I mean, I don't know. I'm not really like a politico type person, but I have eyes. I have a voice. I can see things that don't work, you know, and I am really committed to helping to be a part of that change. So we're going to take a break right now and we'll be right back. Thank you.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Who do you want to connect with?
Are you an entrepreneur or intrapreneur looking to build your following?
Welcome to our show.
Follow Me Friday with Joan
and Priya.
Tune in every Friday at noon Eastern
on talkradio.nyc.
We're your digital connectors.
Woo, woo!
What's that?
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And we're back. This is Noreen Sumter. I'm alone this week, and I'm talking to the people calling in on the radio. And the show is about gratitude. What are you grateful for? And where does gratitude show up in your life? And we have Natalie on the line. Hi, Natalie.
Hi, Noreen. How are you?
I know you have a lot to be grateful for this year.
Oh, yes, I do. What a year.
Uh-huh. What a year. So how's everything going with you? How's the new baby? That's a gratitude.
Oh, yes, it is. Baby, family, it's wonderful. Uh-huh. Everything is going beautifully. She's just the best thing in my life.
Awesome. So share with us. I know that you love to talk and you're really out there, and I know you have a lot to share.
I do. So it's amazing when we tap into gratitude and even preemptive gratitude before things happen, mm-hmm. and how then they just have a way of manifesting. Mm-hmm. 15 months ago, barely knew my husband. We reconnected and right away started our family. And thank God I'm sitting here with my sleeping 3.5-month-old, and how beautiful life is when we just tap into being grateful for everything that we have.
Isn't that amazing? Like 9 months ago, what, 9, 10, 11, 12 months ago, you were a woman without a baby, and now you're a woman with a baby.
You know what's so funny? It's that your life can literally change in a heartbeat. I mean, a year ago, right, I was still single, mm-hmm. although I was dating Sam, my husband. Mm-hmm. But, you know, and how life shifts, because Noreen, you know me quite well.
I know you quite
I'm
well.
Miss independent, miss, you know.
Fiercely independent.
And life changes.
Mm-hmm.
Really changes, because now you have someone who's very dependent on you
mm-hmm.
to survive.
Mm-hmm.
And honestly.
And what is that like for you? What is that like for you, knowing that you can't just get up and go? I remember you get up, put your high heels on, and you were strutting, right? What is that like now?
Snap my fingers. It would be snap my fingers tomorrow in Hawaii to the next day in Miami. You know, it was just a different world.
Right.
It's everything in life is an adjustment, right? So I was used to being that woman for 29 years that I had known myself.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become someone different because things shift, priorities shift.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, it's the best thing I've ever done. So
right.
I think that before I was a mom, I was like every person, you know, selfish. Like you want things for yourself and you think about yourself first. And when you have a child, it's like, oh my goodness, you know, she is the priority times a million times, you know. And nothing else even compares.
Right.
Now, you know, as an attorney and an author, it was, yes, of course, how can I make the world a better place? How can I? But really, I was at the center. Now, it's like, okay, forget me. How? What am I doing in this world mm-hmm. to make it a better world for my daughter?
Mm-hmm. What are you doing?
And so, you know, I'm being the best mom I can. I'm getting back into planning
uh-huh.
dates for people, but you know, it has taken such a different meaning for me.
Mm-hmm.
But now, as a mom, I'm like, oh my God, what, God forbid, would happen if I was no longer here? Who would take care of my baby?
Right.
And it's become so much more real for me, even. And I'm writing more books and trying to get the message out there about how to protect people and how they can protect their families.
Mm-hmm. Good. So,
and that's what I'm up to.
So before, because Natalie is a trust and estates attorney. And so you were helping people with their estates and writing trusts and writing wills and things like that. So I am sure between now, you know, and 12 months ago, it is very real now, right?
Oh,
it's crazy. It's not just what you did. It's who you actually are now. You get a real eye. A foot in, eye in, a real great understanding of what it is that people can leave behind and can lose.
Absolutely. And even on, you know, I had a very long labor and I was, you know, in the hospital for 60 hours,
mm-hmm.
60 before she came out. And finally, they took me in for a C-section, at which point I start crying to my husband and telling him, look, if something happens to me on that operating table, here are my life insurance people. Here's who you call.
Right.
And thinking, even the thought of, oh my God, my daughter could be in this world without me, God forbid. And it became real. You know, before, yes, of course, I did a great job, but it was something I did.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you immerse yourself as a mom and what can happen if, and wanting to protect your family and wanting to make sure that all of stuff you did, your legacy is not for nothing.
Right.
It became really real on that day. And, you know, it's just been such a pleasure and such a blessing to have this little beautiful angel in my life.
Well, thank you so much. So you are grateful for your baby, grateful for your life. That's what I heard so far.
Absolutely. Grateful for my family and grateful for the opportunity. You know, how many people can really say, like, I see the opportunity in every day, and I take it.
Right.
And I think I wish that more people did. So well, I'm just grateful for everything from
right.
the divine and from, you know, that has come into my life. It's so beautiful. And I wish that all of your viewers and listeners are feeling so grateful as well for what's going on in their lives.
Well, we will find out tonight when people call in and share what their gratitudes are. So I want to thank you for calling in and picking up the mantle and saying, yeah, I'm going to share what I'm grateful for. I really appreciate it. And so I look forward to talking to
you.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. And give the baby a big kiss for me. All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So Natalie, 12 months ago, was a single, well, a married woman. All she had to care about was herself. And, you know, we are all selfish. And so this baby popped into her life. And boom, now she realizes what gratitude is on a deeper level. Because she's always been a person that's grateful for her family. But it's on a deeper level now because she has someone that is dependent on her. So who else is grateful? Hi, Priya. Who else would like to share what they're grateful for? So I am grateful for my health. As many of you know, I have had an experience. I hate to say diabetes, having it. I have it as an experience, seeing diabetes for the last 3 years. And this year, I was able to get it down to a point where I no longer am taking medication. I am truly, truly grateful for that because diabetes is nothing to mess around with. It is something that will literally, it's a slow killer, right? It's a very, we're losing our wireless broadcasting. It's a very, very slow killer and it will take you out of your life. You know, a lot of people die from symptoms of diabetes every year. They actually die. A lot of people actually die in their sleep. And so it's really important. So what I did is I took on, I was determined that I was not going to be taking medication. Like taking, I wasn't grateful for taking medication every night, every day. And I literally said to my doctor, I'm sure, absolutely sure that I can heal myself by not taking these medications. And what I had to do, like the first year I was diagnosed with diabetes, I got it down. But what I realized is that I did not actually learn anything, right? I was doing stuff by rote. So I was eating and exercising and just doing that consistently. And I was able to get it down, but I didn't learn anything. I didn't learn about insulin. I didn't learn about my pancreas. I didn't learn about food, eating or eat how many times per day to eat. I didn't know. There was a lot of things that I didn't know about. And so when I actually declared that I was no longer going to have this diabetes issue, and I started to educate myself, and I just want to say I'm grateful for the gentleman that I spoke to in the barbershop who helped me or set me on the right course, set me on the course to healing my diabetes, who told me about juicing and nutrients and having lots of juice and eating lots of greens. That literally transformed my life. So, who else would like to call in? Hey, Kemi, call into the show. Call in at 877-480-4120 and share with me, what are you grateful for in your life at this moment? And I'd love Ron to call in and share what he's grateful for. And I also have a few friends, Donna on the line. Donna, I'd love for you to call in and share with me what you're grateful for. So, gratitude, like I was saying earlier, Oprah is a big proponent of gratitude. She talks about gratitude a lot in her life. And I do believe that when we are grateful for what we have these experiences of, oh, something has gone terribly wrong on the internet. And I hope they can still hear me as I speak across the radio waves. Yeah, so she talks about gratitude. Gratitude is one of those areas that people always say things like, oh, you know, I just made a little bit of money, right? And she says that if you're grateful for the little that you have, it starts to grow. Like if you're grateful for the money that you've received today, it really does work because there have been situations where, you know, my money has looked kind of funny and I didn't sit and focus about, oh, you know, I have no money or I have no this. What I focused on was getting more money, creating more money, and not worrying about not having or worrying about what I didn't have. And like, seriously, you know, I get a call from out of the blue. I get money coming in the mail, or I get people saying, Noreen, I'd like to, you know, give you something. But money is one of those, it's energy. All of it is energy. Gratitude is energy. And when you put it out there, gratitude, it always comes back, and it comes back tenfold. And there's this, I'm not a Bible person, but it says it comes back smashed down. And there's a statement in the Bible that if you're a Bible person, it says that it's if smashed down, and like if you have so much that it's crushed down. I can't, don't quote me, people. Menopause brain. Huh? Yeah, it's got, you know, it talks about your cup overflowing, but there's this one statement where it says things are smashed down. They're like smushed down. You have so much that it's pushed down, right? So anyway, all I'm saying is that stop worrying about what you don't have. Be grateful what you have, and it will overflow. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio Godwin, together we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about, Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
And this is Noreen Sumter, and we're back. Unfortunately, we do not have video. We don't have Facebook Live at the moment, but it doesn't matter because all that matters is my voice. So we have Donna on the line. Hi, Donna.
Hey, Nor. How are you?
I am great. And yourself?
Doing fabulous.
I get to talk to you two times this week. It's like a miracle.
I know.
I'm grateful for that.
It is a miracle. I know. I'm grateful for that too. Pretty cool.
So Donna, cool. What are you grateful for? I know you always have a lot to be grateful for.
I do. You know, I have to say that this practice of gratitude is something that years ago, Oprah Winfrey she kind of introduced this whole idea of what you could be grateful for. And I remember at the time, I was like, okay. I was grateful for Starbucks coffee. You know, it was just whatever it was that in that moment made me happy.
Right.
And as the years have gone by, I have really kind of like expanded on that. And when I tell you today, what I'm grateful for is the relationship I have with my mom and how incredibly loving it is. And it began as a relationship of, I had lots of stuff about my mom, and now to be just totally loving with my mom is something that I'm absolutely grateful for. And I'm grateful for all the times we spent together, that she's still here after an amazing, incredible, scary health event a couple of years ago. She's still here, strong, kicking, and it's pretty awesome. So I'm grateful for that.
And your mother looks like I know she doesn't like to talk about her age and stuff like that, but she's closer to 90 than she is to 60, right?
Absolutely.
And she looks absolutely incredible. That woman does not have one wrinkle in her face. And her face is so, you know, like puffy, not puffy, what's the word?
It's smooth.
But it also has a lot of collagen.
Flawless.
Yes, she has collagen. It's not
no pimples, no anything.
Right,
flawless skin.
And it's not droopy. And one of the things I'm laughing because I remember how I met your mother.
Yes, it was. Yes.
How I Met Your Mother in a workshop. That was the funniest thing ever.
I know. I know.
I was a meanie.
You know, it's funny. The other thing, just staying on my mom for a minute, she is such a winner. You know, she is like, she has stuff going on health-wise, mm-hmm. and she is so determined to push through all of it.
Right.
And I'm grateful for that because I have that as an example of who I can be at her age.
Right.
As an example. So that's another thing I'm just sort of grateful for because she's having some health issues, mm-hmm. but she is just so
determined,
clear that she has a lot of stuff that she has to do.
Right.
There's a lot of stuff she loves to do.
So what else are you grateful for? You've been a businesswoman for like 150 years.
Yeah. Easily.
So what are you grateful in that arena?
The amazing thing is it's incredible to love what you do.
Mm-hmm.
I started my business in 1991 and it's 2018 and I still love what I do. I love seeing, there are two things about it. One is I'm always learning something, mm-hmm. which I love. And the other thing is I give people that I speak with voice.
Right.
So to be someone who hears, listens to the opinions of others and give them voice, that is like one of the most amazing gifts of what I do.
Right.
So, awesome. Yeah, my work is, I enjoy it. I still love it. It's still exciting. It's still something that I look forward to doing every day.
Awesome.
Truly.
So who would you like to send gratitude to? You know.
Well, you know, I would like to send a gratitude to my father.
Mm-hmm.
My father has been my wingman for like my whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And he has inspired me in ways that everything I am is due to who he has seen me.
Mm-hmm.
And he is now going through his own health challenges, and who he is at the core is still an inspiration. Right. He got through incredible surgery a year ago, and who he is now is completely free of cancer. It's so inspiring. He walks every day.
Oh, he still walks every day?
Oh, yeah.
That's great.
He is up, walks. Just he does it. He's engaged, and I mean, this man had bladder cancer a year ago, and yes, he has some compromises mentally. However, he is physically just going and going and going. So on both sides, male and female, my mother and my father, I have inspiration that I am absolutely grateful for. As I'm growing older myself.
Right. We all are. I think, you know,
we always have this
conversation that we're getting older, but we're getting older the moment we come out of the womb, we're getting older. Right.
Exactly. And in the past few minutes, we've gotten older.
Absolutely.
You know, it's also how to just appreciate. And, you know, I remember somebody saying to me, yes, I'm getting older and I am. And what it is, it's like to really be taking better care of me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, to be nurturing me at this stage. When I was younger, my body was maybe more instantly resilient. Now I may need to do some more things. And so that's the other thing, you know, to really put it on its head, like older just means for me taking better care of myself.
Mm-hmm.
Because when I was younger, I would, you know, you'd walk somewhere and, you know, you'd do like that trip of your heel or whatever, and you just kind of like bounce back. Now, you know what? I take care of who I am.
Right.
Take care of myself.
Well, for me, it used to be like I could wear 3-4 inch heels throughout the city all day, every day. Please.
Exactly.
I put those things on for like maybe an hour and I'm like dead the next morning. The balls on my feet are killing me.
I know. And so, nowadays, for me, I don't care what that looks like anymore, which is something that is so relieving. So I'm grateful as I'm getting older that I don't care how I used to think, well, I have to be so cute in all of that.
Right.
You know, that's not, I don't live there anymore, which is very, really, it's very liberating.
Right, right. So
the other thing, just as an add on to that, so one of the things that I did a couple of years ago is that I decided to go gray,
mm-hmm.
which was like, oh my God, am I going to be able to like be okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, you know, when I started it, I said, you know what? If I didn't want to continue being gray, I could always color, no problem. But each day, as I stayed with it and lived with it and saw myself with it, I was like, this is very cool.
Right.
This feels really great. I no longer have to color. I can if I want to. And I really choose now that I really embrace being gray.
Right.
So that's another thing that I've, you know, terms of aging.
You know what's so funny about that with me is like I've colored my hair for like 100 years, let's just say, right? And suddenly I started going gray. You know, you look at one of the things I love about Facebook is that they send you like, you know, the memories, right? And you can look at like the memories and see your hair and all this kind of stuff. And you're like, oh, wow, I really only started going gray like 2 years ago. Right.
Well, I didn't know because I colored all the time.
Right. Well, I colored and I saw it happening. But then I just, after a while, I was just like, oh, I can't be bothered to go to the shop and get my hair colored. Right. And so I've been going gray. The only person that hates it is my sister. My sister absolutely hates it. And
my mother hates mine.
And she's like, why are you going gray? And I'm like, because I'm going gray. She goes, well, why don't you color it? And I was like, because I don't want to and I can't be bothered, you know. But I kind of like it. I mean, I'm sort of non-whatever. It's there. It's not going anywhere. It's not going to reverse. It's going to get grayer. And I just leave it alone. I don't even bother with it, you know.
Well, the thing I noticed is that there was a time when the moment any gray showed up, I was coloring it.
Mm-hmm.
So I was definitely attached to the color thing, whatever that was.
Right.
And when I decided that I would try it out, I did it as an experiment. I didn't know if I was going to like it. I said, you know, let me see.
But you're grateful for that. That's one of the things that you're grateful for.
Oh, absolutely. That, just even trying it, you know, like going out on a limb.
Mm-hmm.
To be grateful for my willingness to go out on that limb, which uh-huh. looked like
the gray limb.
Wow, I wasn't sure what that was going to be like.
Right, to go out on the gray limb.
Gray. So
look,
going out on a limb, I think in that regard, is something I'm absolutely grateful for.
Right, and your mother hates it.
Hates it totally, 100%. She's like, why are you gray? Because she will never be gray.
Like, she's on the upside of 60 and she'll never be gray. Like,
exactly. Never, ever, ever.
It is what
and
it is.
Like, why? You know, when people look at you, they're thinking, you know, they kind of like try to figure out what my age is now. Like, don't worry, I'm not telling them.
As long as they're not calling you the mother.
I know. They don't. Not yet.
All right.
But I tell you, Noreen, I think what you're doing and who you're being and creating this program and everything is so amazing. I listen to stuff after sometimes, but it's just always so powerful. So good on you, girl.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. I am grateful for your friendship and I'm grateful for the compliment that you just gave me. So keep on listening, keep on tuning in. You know, you're always welcome to call, like anyone. And I look forward to talking to you in the new year.
I will, darling.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Really being who you are. I feel I'm blessed.
Well, you know, everybody else is taken, mate. So I better be who I am.
All right.
Talk to you soon.
Oh, God. You're great.
Awesome. All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, love.
So that was Donna. So we talked about gratitude and gratefulness for being gray. We talked about being our health, you know, taking care of our health. And getting older means taking care of oneself, right? Not allowing oneself to disintegrate or to dissolve or to break down. Because I think that one of the things with getting older is that there's such a stigma attached to aging in this society that if you're a woman, it means that you're not sexy anymore. You're not attractive anymore. You're disposable. Well, I'll be damned. I will never be disposable. I'll always be fine. I received a couple of compliments this evening at this event. And It's like when I was growing up, I never thought of myself as attractive or beautiful. I just thought I was okay. You know, it was like, you know, whatever kind of thing. And I had this, you know, this experience like going into this event tonight, that seeing people that I hadn't seen for a year, and it is in losing the fat from the diabetes, from the beaties, and like really taking myself on, taking care of myself so that diabetes does not take me over, that insipid little bastard. And so one lady came up to me, she said, oh my God, you look so beautiful. And another lady came up and said, oh my God, you look so beautiful. And I just was like, thank you. Because you can't actually feel beauty. I can't actually see what people see. I can only feel what I feel, but I can't actually, it's like I would have to turn my eyeballs in on myself to see what other people see. So it's just, I can't even articulate it. It's not something that I can even articulate it. But beauty, thank you so much for the compliment. And I'm grateful as I become older and as I become gray, people find me much more beautiful. Thank you. That's what I'm grateful for. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
The best designs for your life start at home. I'm David Thiergartner, interior designer and host of At Home. Listen live Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. Eastern Time as we talk to the very best professionals about interior design and the design that's all around us right here on talkradio.nyc.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
TalkingAlternative.com.
Hello, this is Noreen Sumter, and we're back on Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way. And we just spoke to Donna, who was talking about turning gray, going out on a limb, her mother. These are all the things that she's grateful for. Her business, 28 years, her father, who's had bladder cancer, but now is cancer free. And she's so grateful for those people. We had Natalie come on, and I'm going to request that Miss Yolanda Mercado comes on. And Yolanda requested the telephone number. It's 877-480-4120. I would love to have you come on the show because I know that you have a lot of things to be grateful for. I'm trying to put the number in while I talk, you know, try to be ambidextrous. Sorry. I am like, you know what I'm really grateful for? I'm grateful for my sense of humor, right? I'm grateful for my sense of humor because I have the most corniest, weirdest sense of humor. Like, I'm the kind of person that, like, I will break out into laughter at my own stupid jokes, right? Like, I always laugh at my own jokes. I will, like, be on the subway and just, like, see something and just, like, die laughing, and people look at me like, what is she laughing about? But I'm grateful I'm really grateful for my sense of humor. I'm grateful for my sense of fun. I'm grateful. I'm happy. I am really grateful for my happiness. And I think that we should all be grateful for our happiness. And if we're not happy, I think call a friend. Call a friend and, you know, tell a joke or share some joy or something. Call the most joyous person. Don't call me. I'm busy. Call a friend who is happy and share that. Don't sit in misery. Don't sit in funk. Life is too short. You know, I've been in this country 32 years. Is that 1985? What's that? 32 years? Something like that? No, 34? More? 33 years, right? I can't believe it that I've been here. Life just seems to have, like, you know, when I was growing up here, the youth is wasted on the young. Right? Old people used to say, youth is wasted on the young. And I had no idea what they're talking about, right? But now I really understand what they're talking about. It's not that it's wasted on the young. It's just that when we were young, it's like we wasted a lot of time on a lot of trivial bullshit. But the thing about it, you don't know it's trivial bullshit. It's just what you know and just what you want to do, right? And so you get to this age, which I am 55 and fabulous. I can't turn it around because when I was 42, I could say I was 24. Can't do that now. I'm 55. And the numbers are just getting higher and higher, so I can't turn them around anymore. But they say that it was wasted on youth. It is not wasted on the youth. It's just that as you get older, you realize how valuable time is and how quickly it's going by. This year has just shot by. I feel like I've lived 3 years inside of one. So if you're on the line and you would like to share gratitude, call in. Let's see who's out there in the radio internet land. Call into the show and share what you're grateful for. I'm still waiting for Mr. Ron Nathanson with his gazillion to call in and share gratitude. So everybody is keeping these gratitude journals these days. I must confess, I don't keep a gratitude journal. I keep notes on my phone, right? Because sometimes it's too much. Or what I will do is, like, at nighttime before I go to sleep, I'll do my meditation, but I'll go, like, figure out, like, what I'm grateful for, and I'll say it out loud what I'm grateful for. So today, what I'm grateful for is, one, I get to be on my show. Two, I'm really grateful for my assistant, Kelly. I love Kelly. Kelly is the absolute best. I'm grateful for finding keto, right? The keto diet, which has, like, really, really helped me. I'm grateful for Dr. Berg, who is, I call him my online physician. He doesn't know me, but I know him. But I've been taking his instructions, and it's really been making a difference in my life. I am grateful for Dr. Vogel, who is my other online physician, who does not know that they're in my life, but they are. So Dr. Vogel is my menopause doctor, but she doesn't know that she's my menopause doctor. And I'm taking her instructions. Who do we have calling in? Hey, come on, Noelle. Hi. Hello, Noelle.
Hi.
How are you? How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well.
Great. Thanks for calling into the show.
No problem. Sorry I'm late, but
you're not late, baby. You're right on time.
Okay, great.
So tell me, what are you grateful for? I know Noelle is, we're in a group together. And we're doing, last week we did gratitudes. So share with me and let me know what you're grateful for.
I'm grateful for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. But right now I'm grateful for good friends to really create a really happy, magical holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
And good health for my family. We just got some good news about my sister who's pregnant and everything's going well with that. So I'm grateful for
Freudian
health. Yeah, no, I'm grateful for health and I'm grateful for good friends.
Uh-huh. Anything else?
No, and I'm grateful that it's the holiday season because it's the best time of the year.
And why is it the best time of the year for you? What memories do you have to share about this?
I love that it's a time for the family to come together mm-hmm. and have songs that we sing and decorate. And my mom is a huge, she loves all the tree decorating. And so mm-hmm. it's great to have, you know, the decorations and just be together and take time off work and just come together and spend that time. So right. It's always a great time.
Awesome. I'm not decorating this year. I might put a wreath on my front door. That's about it. But I don't know, I have to go by every day. There's this couple that come. They come in from, I think it's British Columbia. Where do you get Christmas trees? They have a lot of Christmas trees there. And so what they do is they buy a whole bushel of Christmas trees and they come down and they spend about 4 weeks in a little plastic hut. Is this commonplace? They spend 4 weeks and they've been doing it for years, a plastic wooden structure with them and their dogs. It's a, I don't know, it's a couple, a guy and a girl, and their dog. And they live in this plastic wooden structure with hundreds of Christmas trees around them for like about 4 weeks because they'll be there until Christmas. And then they will go home. But I've asked them, I've actually sat with them and not sat with them, but I've, how do you guys do that? Like, where do you go poo? You know me, I'm like curious, right? So where do you go poo? Do you like, so they poo in the restaurants during the course of the, you know, the day. And I'm like, well, how do you take shower? Like, you're sitting in your funk for 4 weeks, right? Well, they said that like they've actually created relationships with people and people let them come in and take a shower and stuff like that. People are super generous in New York. And that's another thing I'm grateful for in New York, the generosity of the inhabitants of New York City. I will say that we are some of the most generous people on the planet in New York City. When there's hardships and times, we pull together, right? When there's like when people are in need or in the streets, we pull together. We support our street entertainers. When you go to other places, they just look at them like they're crazy, like they're like crazy people. But we literally support our street entertainers. And so I'm really grateful for street entertainers. I'm grateful for people in New York. I'm just like grateful for people. And I'm grateful for you and our workshop.
Oh, thank you. Same here. It's been really great.
Yeah, it's been a wonderful experience sharing gratitude and sharing love with y'all.
Definitely.
So, we're going to take a break in a few minutes, oh my God, it's the end of the show, Noelle.
Well, great note to end on.
Wow, that is a great, and your name, Noelle, is like Christmas anyway, so I would like to say thank you. We're going to, Christmas is coming. The holiday season is coming. Hanukkah is upon us. And it's joyful time. So I'm going to go out and have a really good Christmas and really good holidays. I'm going to celebrate them all this year. Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa. Diwali. Is that Diwali this time of the year as well?
I think it just happened.
And what's the one that, Seinfeld's father made up? What was that? What was the one that Seinfeld's mother made up with the pole? Well, if you know what that was called, send me an email and let me know. I'm going to celebrate that one too. So this is Noreen Sumter on Beyond Potential. I say go out, be grateful. Be grateful that when you wake up in the morning, God willing you wake up in the morning and you take that breath, be grateful for that. Signing off until next week. Have a wonderful and grateful week. Bye. Bye, Noelle.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network. Are you stuck in a rut? Negative thoughts, feelings, and conversations got you down? Hi, I'm Noreen Sumter, the Potentiator. Tune in every Tuesday at 9 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time and listen for new ideas on my show, Beyond Potential, Live Life Your Way, on talkradio.nyc.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com. Talking Alternative.
Do you like comic books and movies? How about TV and pop culture? Then you've come to the right place. Hi, I'm Michael Dolce, host of Secrets of the Sire. Joined every week by my co-host, Hassan, Lord of the Radio Godwin. Together, we have over 15 years' experience creating graphic novels, screenplays, and more. Join us as we bring you the inside scoop on the pop culture universe you love to talk about. Wednesday nights, 8 p.m. Eastern, talkradio.nyc.
Did you know you've been playing poker your whole life, even if you've never played a hand of cards? Hi, I'm Ellen Lakend, author of Poker Woman and host of the new show, Poker Divas. On the show, I talk about how poker strategy helps you win in business, life, and love. Tune in live every Thursday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you a conscious co-creator? Are you on a quest to raise your vibration and your consciousness? I'm Sam Liebowitz, your conscious consultant, and on my show, The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, we will touch upon all these topics and more. Listen live at our new time on Thursdays at 12 noon Eastern Time. That's The Conscious Consultant Hour, Awakening Humanity, Thursdays, 12 noon on talkradio.nyc.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.